Just one second.
Somebody out there.
Morning.
Good to see you. If you don't know what you enjoy, how are you going to take pleasure? Coming on. Catch up, please. I would offer you free tickets to the Super Bowl. Yeah. Would you take them or not? Why not? Because you don't enjoy baseball or basketball, whatever the Super Bowl is, whatever, long as Sunday. The baseball Super Bowl, yeah, the World Cup, whatever.
The World Series.
The World Series. It's it. If I'd offer them to him, he'd grab them with both hands. Why? Because he loves it. So if you don't know what your pleasure is, you don't know what you enjoy, how are you going to take pleasure from anything? If you know what you enjoy first,
everyone doesn't know what they enjoy.
Oh, no?
Everyone knows what they enjoy now.
Yeah? Okay.
Everyone enjoys something.
Good. So that's it. They're in good shape. Everybody knows what their pleasure is, and they're out there living life to the full.
No, so that's obviously not, because just taking pleasure isn't living life to the full.
What's the definition of happiness?
We'll see.
One second. No, I'm glad you raised it. We'll see. If you've just joined us, we will get to the site. We'll be busy with something more important.
Definition of happiness.
What's the definition of happiness? The Torah's definition of happiness. Sorry for the fun term.
Any definition I can think of for the Torah is that it's available off of there.
So the definition of simcha is then the emotional feeling of pleasure you get when you eat meat or wine. That would be your definition, yeah? Any other guesses? So the best definition I ever heard of simcha, okay, is that it's emotional feeling of pleasure you get when you make an effort to take pleasure from the pleasures you've got. An emotional feeling of pleasure, everybody agrees that simply an emotional feeling of pleasure, something pleasurable. When you get it, when you make an effort to take pleasure from the pleasures you've got. From the pleasures you've got. So I'll show it to you. It's very easy. Give me five pleasures you've had today so far. Five pleasures. Huh? Getting up in the morning is a pleasure.
Yeah, getting up in the
morning. Okay. You're just dubbing and it just happened that you enjoyed it, or you made an effort to take pleasure from it because it's a recognizable pleasure. Know what?
No,
it's recognizable pleasure. Just dubbing. You had a nice dubbing, so it felt good. If you didn't have a nice dubbing, you wouldn't feel good.
No, that.
You put effort into the dubbing, and therefore you felt pleasure. Okay, that's good. That's a nice spiritual pleasure. Okay. Any pleasure you met today?
Sleeping late.
Sleeping late?
That's one of the best.
That's a physical pleasure, no doubt. Coffee is a physical pleasure.
No effort needed.
But you just enjoyed it. You didn't make an effort to take pleasure from
it. I didn't make that. I didn't make no effort. I enjoyed it. Oh.
Okay, great. You can see. Yeah, when was the last time you took pleasure from the fact you could see? I'm not talking about a koroseptoi. Koroseptoi is something else. Being grateful that you can see and he can't is something else. I'm not about taking pleasure from sleep. Breathing, hearing, toenails, shoes, the floor you walk on, the roof. If I'd ask you to sit down and write up a list of all the pleasures you have, how long would you be able to last for? Not very long. Now that you know what I'm talking about, you could last forever and ever and ever. Correct? Those are the pleasures we have already, but you don't make an effort to take pleasure from them. If you would make an effort to take pleasure from the pleasures you've already got, then maybe it'd be the simcha. But what happens if you don't know what your pleasure is? You can never make an effort to take pleasure from it. You can never enjoy it. Got it? It's important to know what your pleasures are. Otherwise, you won't take pleasure from it. That's one level. There's another step. How do you take the physical pleasures and elevate them to the Sanag al Hashem? That's for me the most important job here. Person likes chocolate. Person likes sleeping in. Those are physical pleasures, base physical pleasures. Yeah? But the ultimate pleasure that the Sivus Yishorim says is not a chocolate bar. It's Lisaneg al Hashem. How do I take everything that I'm doing in Lisaneg al Hashem? One way of doing it is a positive. That's the spine of the famous son of God. Most of the whole mahalach we avoid in the Chavis Lubavitch is having a Chorus of Torah. And he goes to another track with it, but yeah. But before that Chorus of Torah, it depends what you mean by Chorus of Torah. But Chorus of Torah means gratitude. Well, it first means just recognizing that it's there. A karot atoy is recognizing the good. Yeah, that's part of it. Appreciating it, having a concentration, having gratitude, that's all part of it, yeah? But enjoying it and taking pleasure from it is where it all starts and where it all ends. How do you eat a chocolate bar? You put it in your mouth and you put it in your swallow it, and it's gone, it was nice. You had some momentary pleasure. Yeah? Or you can become a connoisseur. What do you enjoy about the chocolate? It's smooth, a kind of interesting blend of tastes. Is there sugar there? What do you enjoy about the coffee? Is it the warmth? Is it the... You're just drinking it and it tastes nice and you're doing it blindly, or you're actually making it to enjoy the taste. You're just doing it. You know, like the first three type of chips that go in your mouth are delicious. Afterwards, it's just like, I wish someone would take this packet away. You know? Are you a connoisseur of pleasure or not? And then, asking yourself, where did this pleasure come from? Then it comes from Hashem. So everything I do now, probably is connecting me back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The lowest thing I'm doing, I'm eating a chocolate bar. Yeah? And that chocolate bar is triggering me into, hello Hashem, thank you for the pleasure. Okay? And then there's higher levels. The chocolate bar is the lowest level. There's other levels of pleasure. You didn't want to do something, but you just as an art teacher, you did it. It was an enormous sense of pleasure. That noble purpose. Appreciating the opportunity. A lot of work to do that. Endless. But it requires awareness. Ten, nightfall, as opposed to Hesed Hadas. It comes back to you. But if you don't know what you enjoy, you're not going to go after it. You're going to become a connoisseur. I don't like chocolate. It'd be very hard for me to use chocolate as the trigger to get that from the bottom. Find something you enjoy. It's mutter. Often a problem. Often our pleasures are awesome. But it's another discussion with all others. The Yotzara. The Yotzara wants you to have artificial pleasures that are counterfeit pleasures. Sorry. We know what those are. They're short-lived and they dump you off. Can't connect them back to the ship. Okay. They is filled with pleasure opportunities. Full, endless. Just make the effort. automatically. It doesn't use you in. You had a piece of chocolate, you really enjoy it. So mark for future attention that that's not your pleasure. Find something that is.
No, but see, that's been my pleasure, but now this particular chocolate is not so...
That's what I'm saying. So this particular chocolate, tick for further attention that you don't want to have the chocolate.
And what about the next one, and the other one, and now and I'm trying to compare to the chocolate. The type of amazing chocolate I once had at one time. It's almost like...
If your holy grail is trying to find the chocolate you once had, because otherwise you're going to get, well, Marshall, I'm telling you that you can use physical pleasure that you're having anyway. Because anyway, you're going to have a chocolate. Correct?
Correct.
So you can have a chocolate and it can be a chocolate. Maybe the lowest level, fifth level of pleasure, and then there's some pleasure in it, but it's gone very quickly. Use the chocolate.
Yeah.
Or you can use the chocolate to connect to our Kodesh Baruch.
I understand that. That's what I understand. My point is that you're going to try to be a connoisseur in it, and you want to now say, I'm going to use this chocolate that I'm about to have to connect myself to chocolate, it's not as good as I expected it to be, then my expectation
was it good, though? Was it good?
It wasn't, let's say it wasn't great.
It was good. So then that you connect back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Thank you for that mouse chocolate. It wasn't this spitzy best wow chocolate in the world. So what? Lo alecha amalocha nigmo. The person doesn't die and without even half of his desires fulfilled. We're not talking about reaching the ultimate. The ultimate pleasure comes to the connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you're getting your ultimate pleasure from a bar of chocolate, you're in a lot of trouble. But there are pleasures. Let me ask you a question. You have a toenail?
I do have a toenail.
That's a pleasure or not? Yeah, but it's not exactly what I'm living for.
Sometimes it is.
So when it's a pleasure, you take that pleasure and you connect it back to the Kodesh Baruch Hu.
It's almost like playing a game.
Okay. Playing a game. We didn't play the game. For me, it's not playing a game. For me, it's called love.
Let me. I don't understand.
Have you ever sat down? Have you ever sat down and written up a list of all the pleasures you've got?
Have I ever sat down and did it? No.
So when it's given, no, it's 15 minutes.
15 minutes and a bunch of.
Sit down, write down.
You get homework.
You don't have to do it if you don't want. Take 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Take a big piece of paper. Sit there and write down all the pleasures you've got. What we've been discussing here.
Yeah.
When you're done, they come back and speak.
What does that do? Being a connoisseur. I'm asking specifically.
The connoisseur is the goal. The connoisseur is the goal.
The goal doesn't make sense. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right? It doesn't.
Of course not.
Okay, so I don't understand what's happening. Because of the trees and this flower, the tables and this chair. I didn't say I could write a whole list. That's exactly right. Even under the season, that's not the problem. The problem is you tell me I should be a connoisseur and
I can drink a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
It was very nice and I swallowed it.
Yeah.
But I can drink a cup of coffee and I can actually make an effort to take pleasure from the coffee. That's what I'm talking about.
I understand that.
Because that was our definition of simple, remember? Make an effort to take pleasure from the pleasure you've got. This coffee is a pleasure. What kind of pleasure? It's not the ultimate pleasure. It's not the reason why I'm living, but there's a pleasure here. Fifth class pleasure. As opposed to first class pleasure.
Yeah.
But I can take this fifth class pleasure and I can connect it to first class pleasure. By making an effort to take pleasure from the pleasure I've got and attributing that pleasure to a Kodesh Baruch. That's my job. So I will look for opportunities to do that.
I understand that after you had the pleasure, you have a concept. But before you think on that, let's say the Brahman Shonan, I'm connecting to that.
I'm not talking about Brahman. I'm way beyond Brahman.
I'm saying, straight up, just that idea that I'm trying to acquire and first step before it, and I'm trying to make sure that this is going to be pleasure, and then it's not pleasurable. It hurts the connection that one would have with Hashem.
So you should stop doing things that are not pleasurable. I just told you.
If I have a cup of coffee in the coffee piece, it's disgusting.
So then, of course,
we're going to.
No. We're not talking about before. I don't know. One second.
I'm
not sitting here before I drink this coffee and I'm going, like, I'm really going to enjoy it. I'm going to have pleasure from it. I tasted it. As I tasted it, it's either pleasurable or not. If it's pleasurable, I take that pleasure and I transcend it. If it's not pleasurable, I spit it out and I go make another cup of coffee. What's the problem? I don't have to take pleasure from everything. So I was answering this question was, why do you need to know what your pleasure is? I explained why you need to know what your pleasure is. Because if it's not your pleasure, you're not going to be able to use it correctly. I don't enjoy baseball. Somebody gave me 3 tickets for the World Series or whatever you want to call it. Okay? And I'm sitting there for 2 hours and I'm like, whoa, man, I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have a hard time connecting that to Hashem and thanking for the enormous pleasure I'm getting from watching this.
Yeah,
like I'm saying, and the other guys would pay $5,000 for the seat. If it's not your pleasure, then it would not be good to you. No, find what is your pleasure.
I'm saying, when there's a lack in the pleasure that you enjoy.
But then it's not a. Oh, one second, that doesn't make any sense. Let me just say back what you just said.
Yes.
If there's a lack of pleasure in the thing you enjoy, why do you enjoy something that's not pleasure?
No, I always enjoy it. This different
things, there's a lack. You're asking the opposite, but we're placing klal in here and you bring an exception to the klal.
There's no exceptions.
It's not in life. Hold on, someone said. The things you enjoy, use this tool I've just given you. The things you don't enjoy are not part of it.
I understand that. The things that I enjoy, not every time that I'm having that I anticipate being enjoyable, is always going
to
be enjoyable.
No, I'm a lot of people. You don't have to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect.
But I don't understand how to help. I don't understand Rabbi's framework on how to acquire a connection in your world of pleasure before you actually had pleasure. Or
I never said you do. Or of course you don't understand. So then, you're talking about the pleasure. How are you supposed to connect to pleasure? Sure. Never, the pleasure not.
So then, step two is, if I always have enjoyable pleasure from something.
And now it's not pleasurable?
Yeah.
Fine, so then you are at pleasure. So the next time you will, yeah. You won't. That's not perfect.
At that point, whatever. You can't play, when it's good, it's all Hashem. When it's not perfect.
No, I never said
it. That's not the mix. Is it? What's the Torah say?
I don't understand what you're saying, so how can I think what the Torah says about what you're saying? Can somebody explain to you what he's saying? No, I don't, repeating is not going to help. I don't understand exactly. I don't have not a clue what you're talking about. I'm sitting here and I'm having a cup of coffee and I enjoy my cup of coffee. Now, I can leave that as a fifth class pleasure, or I can transcend it into a first class pleasure. If I didn't enjoy the coffee, but I always do enjoy the coffee, but today I just didn't enjoy the coffee, so what? So I won't connect it. The next time I'll have a pleasure, I'll move on.
That's the problem.
It's not all or nothing.
No, that's the problem.
That's not a problem.
That means whenever I have pleasure, it's Hashem. And whenever I don't have pleasure, it's not Hashem. That doesn't make any sense.
No. You don't understand. Look, I'm looking for opportunities to connect to Hashem.
Right.
So when I have a pleasure, okay, there's an opportunity to connect it to Hashem. And I don't have a pleasure, then I just didn't have a pleasure. I move on.
That's a game.
Okay, fine. So then don't play the game. For me, it works. The definition of simcha, according to the Torah, is an emotional feeling of pleasure you get when you make an effort to take pleasure from the pleasures you've got, not from the things that are not pleasures. If it's a pleasure, it's a pleasure. If it's not a pleasure, it's not a pleasure. Then why are you there? You thought it was going to be a pleasure, it's not to be a pleasure. You're going to make a mistake.
I just want to know, when someone doesn't have a pleasure, is that not God? Or is it God?
Maybe not. Roman, you're not seeing the subject yet.
So only when it's good, it's God.
No, I never said it's good. You said that's good.
When I have a pleasure, good. It's God. And when I don't have a pleasure,
No, that's not what I'm talking about. No, but you don't understand what I'm talking about. So let's move on. We're going on in circles. You don't understand the beginning of the subject. How can I?
It's
20
years in the making.
I'm not talking about if it's from God or it's not from God. If it's not pleasure, it's God from the end. The coffee came from a shed with the taste house or not. They're not sugya. I'm trying to get pleasure. Pleasure you only get when you make an effort to take pleasure. I can't make an effort to take pleasure. It's something that's got a pleasure. Whether it's from God or not, it's not my conversation now. A conversation is, am I going to take pleasure from this pleasure? And then what do I do with that pleasure? If it's not a pleasure, then I can't ask what I'm going to do with the pleasure, because it wasn't a pleasure. Whether it's God or not, the next stage is irrelevant. It's not for
subject.
That's not the only point. I was just showing you that you can't take... All I was saying to you that if you want, you can take fifth class pleasure and you can raise it to first class pleasure. And it's not a pleasure even at the fifth class level. You can't elevate it to the first class level because that's what I'm trying to do. And you're telling me, yeah, but it's all from God. So, I don't feel bothered. No problem. Not a stealer. Fine. Okay. That answers your question. Partially. Okay. Dav Lamed Beis. Now we get back for a few minutes. Let's get back to the site. V'alkach poinan avayroina v'aymalo. Ten daitcho. Shelo tekalkel v'tachrif es olomi. Mitnei shedai v'hesech hadas. Dai v'kalos roish. Bishvi lahapil es ha'odah v'dobah zeh. And therefore the Boi Noelam turns to us and he says, ten daitcho. Like he told that in Marisha. Ten daitcho. Pay attention. Don't destroy my world. Because one moment is Hesech Hadas, or with Kalos Roish, whatever that means, is enough to dump a person with this. There's a Yetzer called Schoik the Kalos Roish. Joking, schok. Doesn't mean having a good sense of humor. Schok. The kalos roish, taking things not seriously, habituates a person in erva. Wow. Hesach adas mina mashmois haritzinit shel atavkid anitzchi heima mevim es ha'odem lachet zeh shel yitzred arayis. A lack of attention into the seriousness of a person's eternal mission in this world brings a person to sin dafke in the yitzhak arayis. Schok v'kalos roish magil mesadam le'erva. What's schok v'kalos roish? It's the opposite of ten daitcho. Hesech hadas. Doesn't mean you have to walk around being miserable and serious and heavy. It means you have to take your life seriously. That someone who's metame via his yetzer for rayas can't be oisek in divrei Torah because divrei Torah requires aim of a yira, and he's in a matzav of schok for kalos roish. How do you know he's a matzav of schok for kalos roish? Because he was metame machmas yitzer derayas. What's the cause of that? Schok for kalos roish. Magilim is adam le'avah. Yetzer zeh novea mitoich bechir lazniach es atafkir amitzah shel odom liyeiz neza avriya leleches b'shinoi shliboi achet avoso. This yetzer flows out of a bechira to denigrate one's true purpose in this world, to be the crown of the creation. Atava chatanu mekola omim leis great kodosh, memshelis kohuna, memneches kohuna, to be a god kodosh. The legos machine is libach devaisa, but you choose all the two stuff to your tithes. The marot shirodesh u boiche bera, ach u boiche lis'ale mikam. He knows he's choosing the wrong thing, but he, the tithes, the yaitzara overcomes him. En kan shum shita u ideologia, there's no ideology here. There's not somebody who sat and philosophized that Aristotle and worked it through, and now it's like, it's a poshita taiva. Ele bechire berotzen lazniach es tafkido ha'ikri lefrok oil ba'alicha achet taivas. He's going off these taivas right now, that he's in this moment, he was precious oil. He knows that he has a job to do, but his taivas are overwhelming. That's the nisun we all have. A klal oilo. Boifen klali koyach ha-yeitze nechalak nishma. As we said right in the beginning, the yeitze divides himself into two. Yeitze derayas, ha-koyach ha-mutbo ba-odem mi-etzem bri-yosoy, koyach ha-taiva. That's planted in a person that's wired into the system from the moment he's born is this taiva. And the second yitzhar is yitzhar the zorah, yitzhar the rayas who are koyach ha-mobiloto le taretz es mashu, vazun mas mukul kol gamba deoso. Here's the taiva comes first. So he justifies his taiva in some kind of philosophy. That's the yitzhar the avodah zorah. It's because I'll tell us, the reason Kladish were over the avodah zorah is because they wanted to go over the rayas. And that makal kills his das. Those philosophies and ideologies that he uses, those chitzoni ideologies that he uses to justify his taibas, that you can get rid of. That's not so hard to deal with. It'll never go away. It's going to be a struggle you're going to have to deal with until Akash Bolchu decides to take away Beit Yitzhar. Matai is bottle itza yesa massive to tadim of Sashim. When will that yetzahara that removes us, distracts us from Avodah Sashim? When that be mabatal? That means Hashem we have to wait till tomorrow. But that's the problem. That's why acceptance is the key to success in all these avoidances. The gates are horrified, but I don't need acceptance. I need to work it through and see that it's shaker. And if you sit down with my seichel and work out that that ideology is shaker and the ideology of Torah is true and it's endless. How are you going to do that for the gates of horror for us? There's a burning tiger here for something. You're going to sit there and philosophize with it? How are you going to do that? It's wired into the system. When they're trying to battle that great sorrow of the world came through him. But you have to have it. It's there. So what do you do with it? How do you deal with it in the meantime? And the Kodesh Baruch Hu Shech. There you are. But accepting that you have it and accepting that it's there and accepting that it's real, that's the first step. Pretending that you don't have the problem, pretending that it's all fine, because you don't know, just once or twice I slipped up, I wasn't, that's a recipe for disaster. The first thing a person needs to recognize is I'm an addict. When he recognizes he's an addict, then he can start doing something about it. Until he recognizes he's an addict, and one I sought, except every year on Yom Kippur, clap al chayt for the same things you've been doing for the last 20 years. Wow. It must be that I keep doing them. I wouldn't still be clapping our hate for them. So when you can accept, that's another discussion.